white guy.
Hello, welcome to another tutorial on how to use GIMP. This one is a viewer-requested tutorial, and it is on shadowing. First thing we're going to do is the drop shadow. You're just going to open you know, whatever you're going to be using. This is 640x400. This is just for show and tell. You're going to make a new transparent layer. Select your layer. And then I'm just using this as my thing that I'm adding shadows to, because it's easy and it's simple and it's a good example. So copy it, paste it onto your new layer, and I'm going to size it a bit so it's easier to use for me. Then move it just right there, and then you can anchor it down. And what you're going to do is you're going to select the layer that has that on it. Filters, light and shadow. Drop shadow. Now offset X, offset Y, that controls where the shadow will fall. That's how you change where your light source is from, basically. Blur radius, you'll see what that does. And occupancy, how light or dark it is. And you can also select the color of the shadow. I have no idea why, but I'm going to make it a dark blue shadow. I've never seen a dark blue shadow, but why not? Let's see. And it has a shadow. Cool, huh? Now you can do is you can select the layer that now has the drop shadow in it, and you can move. There we go. You can grab it and move the shadow where you would like it. You can change the occupancy manually. You can do all that kind of stuff. You can grab your perspective tool. Change how it's seen, like that, all kinds of things. See, very easy, very simple to use, but this isn't the way I normally do it. The way I do it is the longer, slower, manual way. Open this. This is just for show and tell. Open two transparent layers. Okay, and select the upper transparent layer. Select the image. Paste the image in, size your image, move it, and what you can do is you're also going to want to copy it, copy this scaled version, so that you don't have to mess with it more. And then you can anchor it down, and you're going to select the lower transparent layer, paste the image in a second time. Now you don't want to anchor it yet. You want to grab your brush, select a little circle or something, black, and just run over it real quick to do that to it. Okay? Select your movement tool, and that is a shadow. Okay? That is a perfectly good, usable shadow. And this is what I normally do in order to be able to place it easier, and I can just see it and work with it more simply this way. I'm also going to do is after I've anchored it, I'm then gonna go to filters, blur, Gaussian blur. I'm just gonna put 15 blur on it real quick. See? That's blurred out. And then you can mess with the occupancy just like in the drop shadow, like that. If you wanted to change the color of it, you would have done it when you were going over it with the black. You would just wouldn't have selected black, you've selected something different. Then you're gonna wanna select your upper layer, merge down, so it's one layer. You're going to want to do that with the drop shadow too. And then you can move it, and you have a image that is the image and the shadow. And that's the way I do it. I just find it, I have more control over it, and it's easier for me. The other thing that people like to shadow a lot is text. What you're going to do with the text is open another plain box. Transparent layer, text tool, Okay. Then you're going to move your text to where you like it. You can size your text, color your text, all that kind of stuff right now. Okay. And then in the layers, right-click the text layer, merge down, right-click the merged layer, so it's just that parent transparent layer, and duplicate it. Grab the lower layer, select your movement tool, click it, and move it. See? That's how you're going to do the shadow on it. Basically the exact same way that you did the other. I'm going to change the perspective on it a bit. Change just like that. Transform. Movement. Now when you move it, text is annoying. You have to click immediately on the text. Just like that. You have to grab it. So just click that, you know, letter or whatever. Move it to where you want And then filters, blur, Gaussian blur. I use a lower blur for text so that you can tell it's really shadow. I'm gonna use a 5, 6 on it. Okay, and blurs it. See? And then again, change the occupancy and stuff like that. And there you have it. That's how you use GIMP's version of shadowing. That's how you do it manually, and that's how you shadow text. Very simple. Please rate, subscribe, and comment on the video. Hope it helps. If you have any requests for form signatures or backgrounds or other videos, please just let me know and I will do it to the best of my ability in a timely manner. Thank you and God bless.
An Irishman invented the submarine. The beat was called a yellow, should have been green. First to the South Pole, the great Tom Crean. A man from County Kerry turned the snow green.
Fortress, Lordship, bless my soul. Irish to the core, skin and bone. Fortress, Lordship, bless my soul. An Irishman.